What's going on, ballers? Welcome to another episode of Beyond the Ball. And on this episode, we're going to take you into a live workshop that I did with the University of Texas at Austin, right? This was our second iteration of us showing student athletes not only why they need to have a podcast, but how they can create one in a short amount of time. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and cut the intro, and we're going to dive right in. Okay, so tap in to the workshop right now. Let's go. Beyond the Ball Podcast. Okay, so now we're going to talk about how you can, you know, have a successful podcast in, you know, a little bit of time, right? A little bit of time. So now what I want you to do is so y'all in the front row, I want y'all to turn around. And then y'all in the row behind them, third row, I want y'all to turn around also. And I'm gonna give you the instructions when you're turned around looking at your person. If you're not directly paired with one person, I want you to find somebody to be paired up with. You're gonna be paired up with one person. Okay, does everybody have a partner? Is everybody paired? I want everybody to have a partner. Everybody needs to have a partner for this activity. We're talking about how to start a podcast, and this is a part of it. This is a part of it. Yeah, that part. Yeah, that part. Partnered up. Okay, good, good. We good? Talk to me. Are we good?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. So this is what we're going to do. If you have your phone, hold your phone up for me. Hold your phone up. Okay, excellent, excellent. So this is what I want you to do. So the people whose backs are to me, right? So everybody whose back is to me right now, everybody's back. So that's row one and row three. I want y'all to grab your phone, and I want you to go ahead and open the Voice Memo app on your phone. Come on. Y'all showed up to the workshop. Grab your phone. Come on. This is what y'all want. This is what you wanted. This is what you wanted, okay? Grab your phone, open it to the Voice Memo app, and show me the Voice Memo. Just turn it like this so I can see it. I want to make sure. Okay, great, great, yep. Great, great. Just type, you should be able to type in voice recorder, or voice memos, and it should pop up. Perfect. So this is what I want you all to do. You all are going to, look, it's going to go just like this. Here's a quick demonstration. Because I want you to ask three questions to the person who is in front of you. So you're going to go one question, you're going to say the question, then put the phone to the person's mouth and let them answer it. Then after they answer, then you're gonna say the second question. Then put the phone to the person's, you know, put the phone to the person's mouth, let them answer it. Then you're gonna say the third question, and then you're gonna do that. And then after, you're gonna push stop, and you're gonna put your phone down. And then when your phone is face down, that's how I know everybody's done. Y'all gonna have like, I'll give y'all a couple of minutes for this. Do we understand? Do we understand the assignment? Everybody understand? All right, now let me set my timer and. Yes, what's your question? It's on y'all. All right, I'm gonna give y'all 3 minutes. Ready? Go.
What's going on, ballers? You might be listening to this audio version of the podcast, or you might be watching even the video version of the podcast, and you're probably thinking, well, what would it take for John to come to our campus? What would it take for John to come to our school and to teach our students media training, to talk about podcasting, and even the whole world of media? Well, luckily for you, all you have to do, friend, is just click the link just down below in the show notes where it says, book John to speak, all right? And then we can go right there. We can set up time to have a conversation. And I would love to learn more about you. Love to learn more about your student athletes and how we can serve and support them at a high level. Okay? So just hit the link just down below. And we look forward to having a conversation with you.
Are y'all done in the back? Everybody's done? Y'all done? Y'all are done? Everybody's done? All right. Okay. We're done. So now I want one person to let me know. I want one of the people who was the interviewer, one of the interviewers. I want somebody to come up here and just share with me how was that experience for you. So that's somebody from row one or row three. Who was one of the interviewers? Somebody tell me how it was. Come on, sis, come on. Come on down. You knew I was gonna pull you. Can we clap for her? Can we clap for her coming on down? Yeah.
Okay.
What's your name?
Vic,
what's going on?
Nothing.
Okay, cool. Cool. How was it?
I was asking the questions. I was low-key interested in what she was saying.
Like, you were? What'd you ask?
I asked her if she had any siblings, what sport she played, and like her favorite color.
Okay, so what sport she played,
yeah.
Siblings, favorite color. What'd you say her favorite color was?
Green.
Okay. Can we give it up for Vic? Okay, so here's a small tip. This is a little small tip right here. When you're interviewing somebody, right? When you're interviewing somebody,
nice.
What's that say? What does that say?
Be curious.
Y'all are killing me. One more time. What does that say? Okay, there we go. We're getting somewhere. Because if you're actually curious, then you're going to listen more intently. And if you listen more intently, then that's going to let you know, like, what the next question could be, right? I love it. Okay, so now we're going to switch it up. So now everybody, I want you to do it with your own phone, right? I want you to do it. So everybody who was in row one and row three, y'all did it with y'all's phone. So now row two and row four, I want you all to interview your pair. So get our phones out, open the voice memo app, get our phones out, and make sure as you're asking the questions, make sure that you're talking in the bottom of your phone where like the... where the speaker, not the speaker, but where the microphone is in your phone. So now it's y'all's turn. We're going to set the timer. I'm going to set the timer for 2 minutes because some of y'all didn't take that long. So, but are y'all ready? Y'all got the voice memo app up? It's up? It's up, Jack? Solomon? Okay, yep. All right, y'all ready? That's so weak. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Y'all, let's turn this into like a game show or something. Are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go. Go. 2 minutes. 30 seconds. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, everybody stop. All right, now I need somebody from.
I got you.
Come on down. Talk to me. Let's give it up for her. What's up? Bring it in for the real deal.
I know, right?
You all right?
Yes, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, so what did we learn? Or what we feel? What we feel? Like doing the... this time.
Oh!
Yeah, from doing the interview.
My bad. So at first we were talking in English and then I ended up speaking Spanish to him and he spoke Spanish back, so we just did the whole thing in Spanish. The whole interview.
Are you bilingual? You're bilingual?
Yeah. I'm taking Spanish here. And I got skipped the last semester because I tested out. Yeah, but we did the whole thing in Spanish. It was fun.
Okay, that's cool.
I asked him questions about like how it is, how he feels about UT and like being on the track team and the coaches, the teammates, and when he started running track. So it was cool.
Can we give it up for him? Okay. All right. So this is gonna be the second random tip that you can learn from interviewing somebody. I'll just go right here. Let's see.
Did you all know that these were dry erase?
No.
Yes.
Woo! Yeah, okay. It's
only for the Sunday chemistry.
Help me out. What does it say, class? Let's read it together. What's the first word say?
Your.
What's the second word say?
Skillset.
What's the third word say?
Gross.
I didn't know she spoke Spanish, but it doesn't have to just be that, right? Because the more you do anything, the better at it you become, right? Because, Jack, you say you throw the javelin, right?
Yeah.
And you realize that you've become better at it the more you throw it, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty... Yeah. So the same thing works with interviewing people, right? As you interview more people, you'll start to learn your way of asking questions. You'll start to learn how people respond when you ask certain questions. You'll start to learn how to ask a question off of the answer that they gave you, right? He spoke in Spanish, then you spoke back, and next thing you know, y'all just... There it is, see? Wow. That's so funny. That's funny. Okay, so since we're talking about how to create a podcast, and since we're talking about how to do it in very little time, I'm going to let y'all know that there are some areas I'm not going to go into as much depth, but I'm going to leave time for questions, and I'm also going to do like a little demonstration myself. But in order to have what it takes to become a podcaster, you just have to be able to do what y'all did. So everybody repeat after me, say, I am. That was weak. Y'all got to be like, it's too many of y'all in here for it to be that quiet. Say, I am
a podcaster.
This is why. Y'all, this is why. Because in order to start a podcast at its base level in terms of content creation, you have to be able to capture the content, right? Because I know Sam talked about video and all that, but I'm going to talk about audio for a second. You should have to capture the audio, and then you post the audio. Can it be that simple or no?
No.
It can't be that simple?
It's not that simple. There's editing.
There doesn't have to be editing.
But we need it to
be. No. Here's why. So here's my reason. Listen, here's my reasoning why I'm breaking it down to you all like this. I believe that it's better off to get started and then perfect the process later. If I overcomplicate it now, y'all are gonna walk out of here and say, I'm not gonna do that. That's crazy. This dude is crazy. I ain't about to do this editing and that editing and all. You see what I'm saying? That makes sense?
It's the attention span of our generation.
I didn't say that. That's what you said. I didn't say that.
Yeah.
But I mean, a lot of stuff can't keep my attention for that long either. So just so y'all know, the simplified version, right? At its base level, you record it and then you post it. Okay? Y'all got that so far?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Cool, cool. Okay, cool. So look, now we're gonna do, now I'll just show y'all the video version. I'll just show y'all the video version. The video version, this might be more what you want, Lauren. I'm not gonna make it that much more complicated.
Yeah, there you go.
But look, it's still not that complicated. So the first one was audio, okay? Podcast, somebody said, what is a podcast? A podcast, somebody last time, what'd they say? It was a recorded journal. Yeah, that's what my man said last time. The guy was like, a podcast is like a recorded journal. And I was like, that's a good point. We'll take that. So a podcast is an audio recorded journal, right? If we talk the video side, you record the video, right? So we go right here like this. Let me do my Sam Green impression. Hey, what's going on? We're at UT. This is a live podcast session. We're talking about how to record a podcast, and we're talking about how to create it, like, even if you don't have a lot of time. And we're only 10 seconds in, but I'm just going to post this just so you all can see the example. Everybody clap. Okay, so look. So now I did that. Is it okay with y'all if I just show a demonstration of what editing could look like? Is that okay with y'all? Do y'all want to see that or not? Y'all don't have to.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. I'm talking about my man. Yeah. All right, so look, this is what we're gonna do. I will show you a demonstration, and I'm showing y'all something that I literally still do like now. Depending on how I feel about my time, I will still edit a podcast just like this. So I'm gonna share this file to this MacBook. And y'all are gonna see it from there. Let me make sure we got our AirDrop on. And then we will AirDrop it. Okay. And so since this step is record, split, post, we already did the recording part, right?
Right.
We already did the recording part, right?
Yeah.
Y'all gonna talk back to me. Then we're gonna go here, and then, so this is the one I just did? Yep, today's 7:29. All right. So if you have a Mac, on your Mac, you already have iMovie. So it's a free software. If you don't have a Mac, I'll explain another version that you can use later. So we can go right here, create new movie, and then I just drop it, okay? So that's the wrong way. I wasn't expecting that to happen, but yeah, we can flip it. Where's the one? Right here. So we just flip it. Y'all can see that? Yeah, we're good. Okay. So we recorded it, and then now, so in terms of a podcast, right? In terms of a podcast, so there's two components, right? There's audio and video. What are the two components?
Audio and video.
Okay, we're learning tonight. We're learning. So look, so now what I can do, well, for one, I can, since we already have the video, if I don't edit it, I can just upload that to YouTube, and then it's fine. Or y'all can take what y'all learned last week, if y'all were in that training, and you can cut it on CapCut. I'm not gonna do that because I don't wanna waste all the time doing that. But you can just make those tweaks, make those little edits on CapCut on your phone, the free software, and you can post it on YouTube from your phone, post it on Instagram, post it on, you know, all those places. But in terms of doing it like the way I wanna show y'all, so we'll go right here, and then what I'll do is, so first I will, where we go? Well, since it's video, I'll just go right here. I'm gonna go export file, and then look, we have the option to do video and audio, right? So it's gonna be together, because this is the video, and if we actually separated it, this would be the audio, okay? Y'all still with me?
Yes.
Y'all sure?
Yes.
Some of y'all look like I'm stressing y'all out. Okay, so look, we're just gonna go audio, and then the file format needs to be a MP3. What does the file format need to be?
MP3.
Okay, we're still tracking. Then I go next, and then I say, my UT podcast episode one. So we're gonna let that download. It shouldn't take any time at all, because that's like 20 seconds. And then this is the next step, and then we'll be good, okay? New episode, right? Then we go UT podcast episode. And then I'm not gonna type nothing in the description just cause time. Then we need to upload, what does it say we need to upload right there, Lauren? What does it say we need to upload?
MP3.
What does it say we need to upload, class?
MP3.
What does it say we need to upload, class? Okay, cool. Then we upload the MP3, my UT podcast episode. It's already uploaded because it was 20 seconds. And then I can hit publish. Then it goes through that process. This is trying to make me put in ads. Some of y'all who, you know, y'all have y'all's NIL going. Y'all can put in your ads with companies that want to work with y'all and stuff. When y'all like broker deals, y'all can like talk with them about putting ads in there and y'all can get them to pay you on that. I don't have that opportunity no more. So we'll just go, I'll just hit this and just move on. But after that, okay. I don't know why I was trying to make me do that. And then we're good. The episode is live. The episode is live, y'all. So, does that seem complicated? It's not a trick question. Does that seem complicated?
No.
That seem complicated?
Yes, no.
No, he shook his head. He said no. So, okay. So now, so I made you all interview each other at first. With no preparation, right? And I know some of y'all asked, you know, what's your favorite color? Where are you from? So some of y'all might have asked general questions, right? But if you had more time to interview your table mate or your teammate, do you think you would ask deeper level questions?
Yes.
Y'all think so? Okay. Who has an idea of how you would prepare if you had like a little bit of time to prepare for the interview? What would be one route you would think about going to prepare? You look like you want to shoot your hand up. Yeah. You was like this. You did this. You didn't? You sure?
I'm sure.
Okay, cool, cool, cool.
Make a Google Doc and go to the notes page and just start brainstorming ideas.
Okay, brainstorming ideas. Anybody else? How could we prepare? How do you prepare for a job interview?
Research the person.
Okay. Anybody else? Practice. This is good. Anybody else? Okay, this is good. See, y'all didn't even need me to come do the presentation. Y'all got it all the way. So, since y'all already went through and y'all already rotated and everything like that, we already did the mock interviews. Oh, I got the clicker. We already did that. I want to just share with you all. Well, we already rotated. So this is how to prepare to interview other people, but this is also how you can prepare for an interview yourself, right? And the same way that you prepare for about to get interviewed on a podcast can be the same way that you prepare for like a job interview or whatever else it might be. If you know that you're gonna be on somebody's podcast, right? Like if I know I'm about to be on your podcast, Jack, I would go back and I would look and see what other type guest has Jack interviewed? Who was the last guest that Jack interviewed? So then when I come on your show and you're like, John, it's great to have you on the show and da-da-da-da-da. And I'll be like, man, Jack, thanks for having me. It's a privilege, man, to be here. And man, it was pretty cool when you interviewed Solomon. That's probably one of my favorite episodes. And you'll be like, oh, okay, cool, man. Thanks for checking out the show. You know, it's just one of those things that it just sets you up for success, right? Because you're able to be prepared as opposed to like getting caught off guard type deal, right? So this is a few tips. So I believe that you should utilize YouTube to the best of your ability. Anybody here, this isn't even on there, but does anybody here use AI at all? By a show of hands, any of y'all? ChatGPT, y'all use ChatGPT or y'all use a different one? Have any of y'all heard of Google Gemini? Y'all put Google Gemini to work? Y'all like Google Gemini better than ChatGPT? You do? Google, yeah, my man on it. My man like, yeah, I was, duh. So look, let's just do this. Let's do this, Dr. Sobers. This is what we're gonna do. Okay, so let's say that I am going to interview, let's say that I'm gonna interview, I don't know. I'll just say, let's say that I'm going to interview my, if I'm going to interview Muhammad Ali, right? That's good. Okay. Is this helping anybody so far?
Yes.
Is this beneficial?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So let's say that I am going to interview Muhammad Ali. Okay. Let's just say, what are 10 questions that I could ask Muhammad Ali for my podcast?
Family, I know you're enjoying this episode so far. I know you've been taking in the content, and I hope you're taking notes, right? I hope you're taking notes. But if you have not just yet hit that follow button on the podcast, I need you to hit it. I need you to hit it, okay? Because I want you to be tapped in to where you get the latest episodes. And even when we drop some surprise bonus episodes, you want to be the first to know and you want to be the first to get it, okay? So wherever you're listening to this podcast at right now, Apple, Spotify, wherever, go ahead, hit that follow button so you're tapped in and you get the episodes first. All right, now back to the episode.
My man in the back, what's your name, sir? Come up here, Pierre. Please come up here. Can we give Pierre a hand clap as he comes? Come on, Pierre. So I wanted to bring Pierre up here just because Pierre said he'd be on Google Gemini, man. I just wanted to bring him up. So Pierre, man, do me a favor and just read two of the questions that you like. Two of the questions that you like and that you would ask Muhammad Ali if you had the chance to interview him. What would be two of the questions that you would read from those 10?
Inspired you to become a boxer, and how do you develop your unique fighting style?
Do y'all think that's an interesting question, right?
Yeah.
That sounds like somebody took time and thought about that, right? Man, give me another one, Pierre. Give me another one. What's another one?
Reflecting on your remarkable career, what do you hope people remember most about Muhammad Ali, both inside and outside the ring?
Can I give you some dap? I like that one too, man. I was looking at that one too, man. Yeah, you are. Good job, man. Go ahead. Can we get up Pierre one more time? Thanks, man. Awesome. So let's say that you're busy. Let's say you had a track meet. Let's say that you had a rowing competition. Let's say whatever it was, right? You didn't have time to think up questions. I know we're not going to make a habit of this, but let's say you didn't have time. Then you can use ChatGPT. But then watch this. We don't like these 10 questions. Give me 10 more. Of course, here are 10 more questions for your podcast with Muhammad Ali. It's asking about his daughter. Your daughter, Layla Ali, followed in your footsteps and became a successful boxer on her own right. What was it like for you to see her pursue a similar path, and how did you support her along the way? What? That's a great question. Oh my goodness, Vic. That's not a good question? That's isn't it? Oh my goodness. Then it says, what else? Let's see. Okay, wow, this is good. Your Parkinson's diagnosis in the 1980s presented a new kind of challenge. How did you cope with the physical and emotional toll of the disease while still remaining active in public life? What are we talking about here? This is amazing. Get ChatGPT out of here. This is crazy. So now you are, would you just say yes as I ask you these questions, because I want to make sure. I want to do a pulse check, Dr. Sober. Just a quick pulse check. Okay, so just pulse check. We'll make sure we all alive, we all still here. So do you all know how to create a podcast audio? Do you know how to create an audio only podcast?
Yes.
Okay, Reginald. Do you all know how to create an audio and video podcast?
Yes.
Do you all know how to come up with questions to ask your guests for a podcast?
Yes.
Man, did that take that much time, y'all?